Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household, so would that be you?
Sure.
All right, so that'd be a yes. All right, so would you say your home is a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment/condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
Single-family.
Single-family, all right, thank you. Do you happen to own or rent your home?
Own.
Own, all right. Could you please tell me what year your home was built?
88.
1988. All right, thank you. Have any upgrades or modifications have been made to your property? Like, let's say, for example, roofing upgrades or impact windows, etc.?
A roof, hurricane shutters, hurricane screens, and the lanai.
All right, so you said hurricane shutters are...
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what about, like, maybe... any drainage upgrades or structural upgrades, like a raised home?
No.
No? All right, no worries. Thank you. So how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for?
14.
For 14 years. All right, thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes, like, any tropical storms or Category 1 hurricanes, Category 2 hurricanes, Category 3, 4, or 5 hurricanes?
I think we had a Category 5 and a 4.
Category 5 and a 4, all right. So do you happen to remember, like, the names or the years in which these happened?
The first one was Hurricane Irma, and the second one was Ian.
All right. So Hurricane Ian, I believe, was Category 5 was a Hurricane Irma, right?
They did give it Irma was a 5, yeah.
Irma was a 5?
I think Ian was a 5 as well, but I think they only gave it a 4.
Oh, all right. Okay, thank you so much for that clarification. So have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
We had some damage from our roof was damaged from Irma, and our screen was a little damaged from Ian.
Okay, all right, thank you. So what was the estimated damage in dollars?
Irma, it was about $100,000, and Ian was, and Ian was, I think it was just maybe, I don't know, $800, something like that, nothing much.
All right. So, wow, in total that would be around like $100,800, right?
No,
wow.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, 100,800. All right, thank you. So could you please tell me what were, like, the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it, like, maybe debris in the wind breaking your windows, or, like, wind damaging your roof?
Irma was wind damage to the roof, and Ian was wind damage to the pool enclosure.
Wind damage to a pool enclosure. All right, thank you. So how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane or, like, related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel, like, extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat. It can always happen.
Somewhat. All right. So if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Oh, we close it up.
All right.
We close up the house.
Okay. So that'd be, like, just board up your home or, like, put up hurricane shutters?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah,
okay.
The hurricane shutters go up, the screens go hurricane shutters go up and the screens go down.
Oh, okay, all right. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, so within like 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, so within around 36 hours. Or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
Oh, it could be secured within a few hours. It's already prepared.
Okay, all right, thank you. So considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect you and your home from hurricane damage? Are you, like, very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Very certain. All right, thank you. Could you please select your top 3 sources of information? And the list goes, internet sources other than social media, like radio, TV, newspaper/print media, friends and family, or like social media, like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, et cetera, or WhatsApp?
Probably just the radio and news and televised
radio
news.
And televised news, all right. All right, so nothing like maybe internet sources other than social media, like websites, or you get information a little bit?
Yeah, the Weather Channel. The Weather Channel.
Okay, all right, thank you. So on a scale of 1 to 5, from 1 being like the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Well, 5. There's nothing much more we can do.
All right. So have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? And the list goes loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, cost of childcare, cost of insurance, property taxes, transportation costs. Or would you say that none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
None of the above. All right, thank you. Are you aware if your home is located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It's not in a flood zone, and we are. There's several evacuation zones that the county has designated, so we're.
All right.
Oh, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to cut you off. My husband is calling me. We're tag teaming our cars. Is it all right? I can.
All right. Sure.
Could you want to hold?
Could we call later? Well, I mean, we could hold. I can hold for sure. No worries.
Sure. Hold. Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you still there?
Oh, yeah, for sure, I'm still here. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Thank you for not hanging up and just leaving me a hold. That was very, very nice of you. So thank you. So the previous question was if you're aware that your home was in the, like, an evacuation zone, and you said yes. So do you happen to know the letter designation for the evacuation zone?
Oh, that I don't know. Darn it.
Don't know? All
right. The coastal is the first one, and we're the evacuation zone just after the coastal.
All right. Well, the categories are like A, if it's all hurricanes, B, if it's category 3 and above hurricanes, and a C, D, E, if it's just advised by authorities. But if you don't know, that's totally right.
I think we're in B.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you. So when would you evacuate? Would you evacuate if a hurricane watch is issued? So again, within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, within 36. Or if a category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours. If emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or would you probably never evacuate?
We can do the 36 hours. I'm not going to hassle with it.
All right, 36 hours. So if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, to another location within the state, or would you go, like, as far as possible, so to another state, or would you not leave under any circumstances?
I have friends on the other side of the state, but you never know.
All right.
Out of state.
Out of state? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
So how many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
2? All right, thank you. So what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
That I do not know.
Do not know? All right, no worries.
I just redid it. Sorry, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, it's all right, no worries. So how confident are you that you could come up with at least $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you very certain you could come up with it, or could you probably come up with it? Could you probably not
very
come up
certain.
With it? Very certain.
Very
all right.
Certain.
Mm-hmm. How has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? Would you say it's decreased significantly?
It went up 50%.
Went up 50. All right. Thank you. What about in the past 1 to 3 years?
Not significantly. Maybe.
All right.
You know, you're 10.
All right. So what about in the past 3 to 5 years?
But it's just been the last year. The last 3 to 5 has only been 10% more or less a year.
All right. So would you say it's maybe remained the same or increased somewhat?
Increase somewhat.
Increase somewhat. All right. And what about in the past 5 to 10 years?
Increase somewhat.
Increase somewhat. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, they put on a new roof and they didn't raise our rates much.
Oh, all right. So as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you, like, change insurance providers? Did you increase the amount of deductible? Did you decrease coverage? Or did you just completely just, like, keep paying the higher rate?
We've completed the wind mitigation for the roofing. We had all the rest of our windows fitted with hurricane shutters, so all the entrances are covered, and they came out and did the evaluation, and they lowered our rate.
All right. And they lowered our rate. All right, thank you. So if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of a replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? Would it be like 100% because you want to be like insured for the full replacement value, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
Probably 80 to 100.
80 to 100, all right, thank you. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home but within the same county, moving to another county but still within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
We'd probably move out of state.
Move out of state, all right. So in recent years, there's been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. So would you consider this if your mortgage was paid off?
Our mortgage is paid off, and my husband would not consider that.
All right.
He's very risk averse.
Oh, all right.
No, I have friends. I have friends that have done that. My next
door
neighbor did, and when the guy that does my nails, he did. They don't care. He said, I'm not in a flunk zone because I'm not paying. That's crazy.
Oh, all right. So,
they're going naked.
Oh, all right.
That's what they call it.
All right. That's actually funny. So, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would it be like the federal government, the state government, the local government, or do you think the government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
I guess the federal government.
Federal? All right. On a scale of 1 to 5 or 5 at the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
5. I know people that are building and it's terrible. It's really, really enforced.
Right.
I replaced my garage door and same thing. I had an inspection come out to look and the building inspector had to come and look at it.
It was
hurt and qualified.
All right, nice. How confident are you that the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Confident.
So also a 5? Like very confident?
Yes, a 5. Uh-huh.
All right. That new development take into account flood risk?
Give that a 4.
A 4? All right. That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
5.
That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
4.
Four. All right, thank you. So do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, and do you think your property or finances will be affected?
I do think sea level rise is rising in Florida.
All right. And do you believe it could affect your finances?
No, I'm not that close to the coast.
All right. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should we fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or do you think it should be by increasing both of them?
Sales tax.
I'm sorry?
Increase sales tax.
All right. So let's put increase sales tax. All right. Thank you. So most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. So how concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you like extremely, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all concerned?
Slightly.
Slightly, all right. When you purchased your home, which characteristics are the most important? Was it like the neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, or proximity to your job? And you can select up to 3 if you would like.
Proximity to recreation and nice neighborhood.
nice neighborhood and proximity to recreation. So would you want to specify in that one, or do you just want to leave it like that, just proximity to recreation?
It's in a golf community.
All right, in a golf community. In a golf community. All right, thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is a golf community? Is it like literally that, like where you go play golf, maybe?
It's a gated community, and there's a golf course, but you do not have to belong to it's a membership. It's a country club, but you do not have to belong to the country club in order to live in the community.
Oh, that sounds so fun, actually. There's like a golf course near your home.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
So how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would it be like less than 1 year, or more than 20 years, or between 10 to 20 years, between 5 to 10, or 1 to 3, or around how long?
5 to 10.
All right. So we're almost done. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. We're about 95% done with the survey. So Philip, the last few questions, they're just demographical. So would you mind sharing your age?
I'm 66.
66, all right. Am I correct in assuming your gender is female?
Yes.
All right. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Just two.
Two, all right. Are any of them under 12 years old?
No.
All right. What is your marital status?
We're married.
Married? All right, thank you. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
We have our bachelor's degrees.
Bachelor's? All right. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Yes, all right. What racial group do you identify yourself with most?
White. I guess that's
white.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Yeah, thank you. So what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
English, all right. Could you please tell me which is the income range for your household? And you can totally just ballpark it, or I can give you ranges.
Give me some ranges.
Ranges? So the ranges are under 20,000, 20,000 to less than 30,000, 30,000 to less than 50,000, 50,000.
What's your top range? Sorry.
Top range is over 100,000.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
That one? All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Well, this is all the questions I have, so I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, goodbye. Thank you.